Thank God for Hiding the Future by John Macduff from Ripples in the Twilight, 1885. There is no more gracious provision for our happiness than what is contained in that brief saying of Scripture, "We do not know what will happen tomorrow," James chapter 4, verse 14. If we knew in full in this grief-stricken world all that would befall us in the future, how sad would existence be? It would leave even prosperity without a note of gladness, for the certainty of losing our blessings would rob us of all their enjoyment while we retained them, and thus moments of unbounded pleasure would be clouded with the dark characters of anticipated sorrow. How would the mother's joy be marred as the object of her tender solicitude and affection was sporting by her side, or as she hung over the infant cradle, if she could pry with certainty into the future and read the mournful sequel of that little history? The lingering sickness, the early grave, the blighted hopes, the desolated household, the broken heart. To know the future would convert the few brief years of possession of her blessing into consecutive hours of agony, the consciousness and foreknowledge that every moment was drawing nearer the fatal one, sitting by time's sandglass and marking grain by grain as they dropped and fell, until the last grain of the diminishing heap announced, "The long dreaded hour has arrived." But thank God that the future is veiled. The storm and coming wreck are concealed in order that the calm of the present waveless sea may be enjoyed. Yes, we again say, thank God for hiding the future and allowing us only to be conversant with the joys and sorrows of today. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. James chapter 4, verse 14.